Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
ShopOmahaSteaks.com. Give Dad the legendary Heartland quality he deserves for Father's Day. Plus, our listeners get $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. Yes, yes, I do. A recent survey shows 75% of Americans agree there's no better way to spend Father's Day than grilling with the family. I agree. I love nothing more than hanging out with the fam, going to the pool, drinking, and having some great meats. Omaha Steaks is the best in the biz. Also love their burgers as well. Talked about those a couple weeks ago on here with the burgers. Those smash burgers, man, they're phenomenal. They're pre-packaged, pre-smashed, all that other stuff. And I know you're saying to yourself, well, what's the difference? It's just a patty or whatever. It's not. They're caramelized and seared and all that other fun stuff there. And it literally goes from freezer to bun in 5 minutes. And that's the truth. Anybody out there who's got kids, who tear through these things and then you want to make them real quickly and everything else, my wife was able to dial these in and rip through a whole package of, I think it was 16 free is what we got in the last box.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, they're phenomenal. Omaha Steaks has been America's original butcher since 1917, family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. They also carry mouth-watering burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, desserts, and easy-to-prepare comfort food. This Father's Day, give Dad the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for guaranteed perfect gifts that deliver legendary quality. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. And you're going to get an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Head on over to that site, man. You can get lost in there, by the way. Bob, is that it up there?
Yeah.
What else do they have? I ordered burgers and steak last time.
I'm messing around with their seafood section here. They got lobster, shrimp, freaking crab.
Do they really?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I haven't ordered that. I haven't ordered that yet. All right.
King crab legs, jumbo lump crab meat if you don't feel like cracking it open.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. I was unaware of that game.
Look at these thick puppies.
Yeah. I was just a steak boy and everything else. I didn't want to say, hey, wife, cook me a lobster for dinner. Like Henry VIII or something like that. But I will now. shit, if they can just drop it off at the house, that'd be great. I didn't want to go to the fucking grocery store and get it, which is exactly what Omaha Steaks does. They just drop it off right at your doorstep.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News. Sad news report at the top, D'Anthony. A hero, a legend, a mentor, a father figure has passed away.
He was 78. That's a good life. Yeah, he was 78 years old. We're talking about Larry Flint.
Yes, yes.
Who has championed the First Amendment via titties and hardcore sex.
Pornography, correct.
Years, yeah.
Correct. Speaking of which, by the way, I got an interesting note from YouTube today. There's three words that they're considering harsh language, which we are getting dinged for.
I'm sure cunt is one of them.
It is.
Well, hold on.
Yes.
And I'm not, we're not getting dinged for all three of them.
Yes. No, just one out of the three.
We're not saying all three of them.
We should preface this by saying one out of the three is where we're getting dinged from, and it's yours.
I'm guessing the slur for gay and then the N-word are probably the other two.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And
why would cunt be one of those?
I'm not like, sure.
What does British YouTube look like?
They're anti-British.
They can't stop saying cunt all the time.
I don't know.
By the way, we make like $12 a month off of YouTube, so we really don't give a shit.
No. The hilarious thing to me, by the way, was that in the notification...
You got to be fucking kidding me.
They had the three words printed out that you use excessively, obviously. It's one of these three words. We don't use the other two, but...
Well, not in public. We should...
cunts, yeah.
We should have everybody go comment... Every comment on this... episode just be cunt. Or we should name it, we should do an episode next week and name it cunt, and every comment you guys just write cunt the whole time in the chat. The only thing you say is cunt, and then the entire fucking comment section is all cunt as well.
Since we're going against the system today, I want to bring up an interesting one. I keep getting messages about the audiobook it's destroying as the sun rises, it dawns on him, in particular about you playing the parrot, the rare African parrot. So I keep getting those messages over and over again.
Am I getting canceled for the cultural appropriation of being a parrot or being an African parrot?
No, the beauty of it is they're like, I never knew I needed Dan to play a parrot in my life as much as I needed this.
Maybe we should do a spinoff book of the parrot.
Of the parrot, yeah. I keep getting. But here's the beauty of it is for the New York Times bestseller list, because audiobooks have become as big as hardback and paperback, it has its own New York Times best-selling list now. We can actually make it for this book for free. I'm not even asking you to buy it. Just go to Audible, use a credit, a free credit, or use one of your buddies or whatever, and download it, and that counts towards the New York Times bestseller list. I'm not even asking you to buy anything, but the audiobook sales now, you can make it on there, and they can't stop you from that. They can stop you from the hardback and all that other shit, but audiobook they cannot stop you on. So steal a credit and for free, or just use a free credit and download As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him. Yes, Dan plays a parrot in that, a 55-year-old Asian man, and a sergeant in the military.
That's the last one is the only one that I can't be canceled for.
Yeah, there's no stolen valor there.
No.
At all.
Well, I was never a drill sergeant.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
No, I would. I mean, I probably would have been good at that. But.
Yeah, you were really good at it in the book. That's why I asked. So no, that's never been a part of your resume?
No.
All right.
No, I got out before. I mean, I would have come up on drill orders if I'd stayed in any longer.
Okay.
But I was like, Command Sergeant Major Lamarcky Knowles, went on to become the Division Sergeant Major of the 82nd Airborne, the biggest piece of shit in the history of the military, by the way. Huge piece of shit. And everybody out there that was either in 4th Brigade, 1st Brigade, 2nd Brigade, which I was in, or in the division at all, knows that he's a cunt. Let me spell that out for you. C-U-N-T,
sure.
Cunt.
Sure.
Anyways, he asked me, what's it going to take to keep you in the military there, Sergeant Holloway? And I'm like, I don't know, $1 billion and get that Megan Fox to fuck me. And he's like, oh, fucking get the fuck out of here. Like, what, you can't do that?
Is he still in, by the way?
No, he got booted out unceremoniously. Not booted, but he got kind of forced retired for getting DUIs, multiple ones from my understanding.
Ah!
I don't know that to be true. That's just what I was told, and it was all swept under the rug.
Sure. Speaking of DUIs swept under the rug, let's get to the first story, shall we? Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen got a DUI in November. Didn't know that because he starred in a commercial on Sunday night for Jeep, in which he was driving throughout America with the top down when it was about 20 degrees and snowing.
Blender Road, that's the quote that I heard from the Drudge Report. And that was in between Matt Drudge making up fake shit about Donald Trump and then also sucking dicks.
Yeah.
That's what he does with his free time.
Which we will get to as well. A bit of the breaking news here. One, Jeep has removed the ad from YouTube and all of its platforms.
How did they not know about this?
Like, I don't
this,
know.
This arrest happened
in... That's a great question.
This arrest happened in mid-November, by the way.
Yes, it did.
There's no mugshot online or anything like that. It's really hard to find any information other than the news that broke a day ago.
No, it's not, though. So, because you can do... If you're Jeep, right, and you're spending... Including his fee plus the production costs, I'm guessing they spent about $8 million on that ad. You can probably run a little bit of a background check and make sure the car ad you're running... doesn't have a guy that just got a DUI in it.
Hang on, Dan. The commercial was 2 minutes long, so that ad alone was $22 million.
Not including
production. Just
so production's probably $500,000 for that, maybe more.
It was a nice video.
It was. Maybe, let's say it's $1 million.
I'd say $1 million.
That's 23 plus his fee, probably $2-3 million,
yeah,
my guess.
He's never done a commercial
before. So it's $25 million you're talking about right there.
Yeah. So we with the breaking news on this, the New York Post is the best, baby. Only paper you can trust and believe in, and they're also hilarious. Bruce Springsteen tried to act like the boss during his DUI bust by allegedly refusing to take the breathalyzer, even though he reeked of alcohol, appeared drunk, and had just poured the last shot out of a Patron bottle, according to sources. And the police reports.
Now, I had read in CNN that he had cooperated with the police. That was the story then.
It's weird. I had read that, too, with CNN. I'd read that, too.
Interesting.
It goes on to say that the Glory Days singer was allegedly spotted by a park officer taking a shot of tequila with fans. The incident escalated because once the officer approached Bruce on his motorcycle, not a Jeep, he refused to take a breathalyzer test. The cop got pissed off, took Bruce in, and made him do the blood work.
Well, you know, this happened on federal property as well.
Correct.
Like on a national park, which means it's a federal crime.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still only a misdemeanor, technically speaking. And for so far as we could tell from online searches, he doesn't have another hit on his record, so he'll probably just get probation for this.
Okay.
But not a good look.
I'm gonna read this to you because you know more about the law than I do. Hayes wrote in a probable cause affidavit that he was on foot patrol when he spotted the 71-year-old rock legend downing a shot of Patron before getting on his bike and starting the engine. The Patron bottle that the shot was poured out of was completely empty, and I asked Mr. Springsteen if he was leaving, and he confirmed that he was, and that he was going to drive out of the park. The ranger said he advised Springsteen, who was near the park's historic lighthouse, that drinking on park premises is prohibited. He claims in a report that the New Jersey native smelt strongly of alcohol coming off his person, and he had glassy eyes, and also refused to take a breathalyzer. That part I understand. That part I understand, you know. You gotta just bounce out of there.
Yeah.
And then Springsteen allegedly claimed that he had two shots of tequila in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like,
he failed a sobriety test. Here's the thing. If two shots of tequila though causes you to fail a sobriety test, like
there's no way he's a heavy drinker.
He parties, right?
Yeah. You got to wonder, it's the same thing that I said, and that not even just me, I'm not going to take credit for this, but many, many people said in 2000 when George W. Bush was running for president. Everybody started talking, well, he's got a DUI in the 70s, man, whatever. And some people were like, I mean, that was a long time ago. And fair enough. I think it was 1973 or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking drunk you would have to be George Herbert Walker's son and Prescott Bush's grandson to get a fucking DUI in the 1970s? You know what I mean? Like, you have to be doing some wild-ass shit or have a record of doing wild-ass shit.
Not only that, he got it in Kennebunkport.
Yeah.
Where they are the kings of the small town.
Yeah, yeah. Goodness. King of small town.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to wonder, the reason I brought that up, you got to wonder how bad it had to really be for the boss to get a DUI and fucking new, even on federal property in New Jersey. I mean, goddamn, dude.
Well, to because this is still coming in here as we're going along here. To be fair to the boss, when they brought him in for blood work, his blood alcohol content clocked in at 0.02, below New Jersey's legal limit of 0.08. So, shit.
So nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen, one would imagine. A source also told Page Six late Wednesday night that the musician was out riding his motorcycle when he was spotted by adoring fans who asked him to pull over, take some pictures, and have a couple shots with them.
So he took two shots, and by the time – he's not a large man, by the way. Was he like 5'8", something like that?
Yeah.
But he is kind of – he's in very good shape,
yeah,
particularly for a 71-year-old. Yeah. So –
probably about 175, 180.
Yeah, I would assume that. He just looks like he's got that old man strength.
Yeah.
He's not a dad bod guy. He's like taking care of himself.
Nah, he looks great. Look, yeah. If we all looked like it that at 71 years old, holy shit.
Yeah, for sure. So
we'd live forever.
Based on that blood work, it does seem like he just took those two shots. So he may have been acting like a jackass, but I doubt he was driving erratically.
And
to be honest, the reason they take you back to do the blood work is usually, like, if you're within, in a lot of states, I don't know if this is the case in New Jersey, or if it's a case with a federal law enforcement officer versus a state or local one, but if you blow within a certain percentage of the legal limit, they'll still take you in and test you because your blood alcohol content will go up over time if you had just had something to drink, right? So it gets worse over time.
Yeah,
once the alcohol absorbs into your body. Now, if they took him from the scene and then by the time he got there, it was still only 0.02, that he probably only had those two shots. And that also means he's got a high tolerance, which, you know, good for him.
Yeah, because it goes away, right?
Usually two
because they're not processing him fast. No. They didn't process that shit fast.
No.
So.
Usually two. Well, no, I mean, they would have, if they're doing it to get blood work, they would have done it immediately.
Yeah.
And it would have been higher than that. Like, usually two drinks is enough to get you to about 0.6 to 0.8 in that range. That's why they make the law there, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to have more than two drinks and then drive. So, I don't know. I mean, this is all very interesting to me because...
if you're Jeep and you're spending that much money, right?
You gotta do your due diligence.
Yes, even like I'll put it to this way. So even on this show, at this point, I don't know if we're getting a liquor sponsor, but we've certainly tried and we've chatted with everyone. And we've had different liquor sponsors. The question that comes up all the time is, you know, it's a fucking laundry list full of rules.
Do any of the hosts have DUIs?
Yes.
Is the first
binge
thing
drinking
in
the last 5 years, yeah, all that other shit, right?
Yep.
And so that's there all the time. So
but
I'm surprised.
We're also not Bruce Springsteen, right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, well, that illustrates the point, though. You apply the standard regardless of who you're talking about. Speaking of that.
You do, but.
Just to this commercial, there's no way Bruce Springsteen is 5'10". Not in any fucking world is he 5'10".
With cowboy boots on.
No, not even with cowboy boots. Maybe lifted cowboy boots like Tom Cruise style boots. At any rate, excuse me. The commercial in question. This is so fucking stupid. They went to the city that's right at the very middle of the country.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to the middle of the country to promote unity. Yeah. Isn't this the motherfucker that just said like 2 months ago he was going to move to Australia if Trump got elected?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now he's on the road fucking promoting unity when he's not drinking, of course. Like, you fucking kidding me? Jeep, you can get fucked, guys. I guess we're not getting a Jeep sponsorship.
No. And look, I've had one.
Or
I'm,
Disney.
I'm a large man for Jeep. Like, it's too much.
I've got a Grand Cherokee Limited X.
Yeah, you do.
Pretty good size engine in it. Yeah. And I don't have kids. So,
yeah. So you're good enough to go.
But I mean, if I had kids, I'd have a Tahoe, probably, to be honest.
You have to.
Yeah.
But you'll be getting another truck here pretty soon.
I'm probably going to get a Bronco, yeah. It's either going to be a Bronco or that electric Hummer. It's going to be one of the two.
The shock to me that I discussed a little bit on RPR earlier this morning was your Bruce Springsteen. Getting arrested in New Jersey should be against the law for any cop, right? Mm-hmm. Any cop would look the other way. But after his political bullshit, I bet you the police were like, because he made some defund the police comments and all that other shit.
Yeah.
I bet you they were like, hey, man, fuck him. Let's get him off that goddamn bike and bring him in.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder if all these cunt celebrities who have been trashing police over the last 3 or 4 years have now lost whatever fucking magic they had in their hometowns.
Yeah, because usually they let you go, yeah, man. That'd be a cool story to be like, hey, man, I drove Springsteen home. He had a couple shots of Patron.
Yeah, Rappaport was on his Instagram yesterday yelling about, unless he's driving the wrong way down the fucking highway in a semi truck, it's Bruce Springsteen, you let him go. And it does sound like the guy took him in for no real reason, to
no,
be honest.
No. And if you're at .02, it was clearly Bruce's political leanings, or he must.
But
have
he
said
may.
Fuck off.
There's. I don't know what the federal law on this is, or if it's applicable, or if it's going to be state law that adjudicates this. But in a lot of states, and maybe Bob, you can check on this. In a lot of states, if you refuse the field breathalyzer test, then it's an admission of guilt, right? North and South Carolina are both like that. If you refuse, if you refuse the test, then you admit to guilt.
Got it.
In some states, they haven't even tried to pass that because at some point that's going to go to the Supreme Court, and that is absolutely a fucking Fifth Amendment violation. You can't do that. You don't have access to my fucking blood just because you fucking have a suspicion. Like, what if somebody spilled booze on me? You just all of a sudden get to fucking test my blood? I don't think so, brother.
No. And to your point earlier, where you were talking about, you know, getting the electric Hummer, that thing fucking drives itself and all that shit.
Yeah.
I want to get to that level where we're driving, the cars are driving for us. We don't have to fucking worry about it. Because then I also don't have to worry about the other assholes on the road either, right? So I'm just all right, great. If we're all on that shit, like, who cares? Yeah.
To be honest, the new truck we got, I think it's like $1,100 a month or something like that. The electric Hummer is going to be like $1,400, $1,500. It's not that much more.
For that
amount of convenience, plus the fact that it's electric and shit like that.
Easy decision. When I filled out the Bronco paperwork, the new Mustang was there.
Yeah,
the electric one for that. 350 miles it goes. It was $42,000 for the electric Mustang.
That's crazy.
And it looked like a Tesla, had the same screen inside, all of the shit. And I was like, well, all right, so we're all headed there eventually. Let's just get there a little faster so we can be done with this fucking bullshit. DUI money, though, is a lot of money for states. I don't know what they're going to do once that is all gone.
Yeah, I mean, they like in North, South Carolina, Georgia, a couple of other states on the East Coast in particular, they have those mobile DUI trucks now where there's a judge inside the truck and they just drive around Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, arrest you, arraign you, the whole fucking thing, you pay fines right there on the spot. It's obviously not about public safety.
No.
They're just trying to fucking scam money.
Get some money. And then I know Los Angeles downtown, they turned that huge, gigantic courthouse that you used to see in all those movies is now only a DUI courthouse downtown. So it's just like, hey, man, what the fuck do you care at this point?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm 2 years, 3 years when all the electric cars take over.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. That's it.
I mean, imagine when the electric cars become sentient and we have Transformers. That's going to be dope as fuck.
Yes, dude.
Except for I don't want to hear any more out of Shia LaBeouf at this point. You know what I mean? I can deal with Marky Mark, but Shia LaBeouf needs to take a couple days to himself.
Yeesh. Did you see the new movie?
No, I'm not gonna
watch it. Full crowning, brother. You get to see the crown.
Why?
He's married to this woman, and it's called Pieces of a Woman. I put myself through it because it was nominated for a Golden Globe, but I just wanted to see because Shia was in it, right? He's married to this woman. They decide to have a home birth. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but let's just say you get to see the whole thing.
Well, you've already spoiled my appetite, so let's go ahead and move on.
It's a good one. It's 18 minutes of raw footage, my man. So you get to
18
see...
straight minutes of the baby being born?
Correct.
What the fuck
including
is wrong with
including the
people?
Crowning, my man. Including the crowning.
Womb Raider says Transformer cars suck except Autism Prime. That's a really good name for. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Somebody should do a fucking big cartoon fan of Autism Prime.
Yeah.
And it's a transfer truck and he's just doing math all the time. Talking about Hanes underwear and Cincinnati and shit.
If you're wearing Hayden's underwear, you might as well wear them in a pair of sheets from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. That was a terrible segue.
Yeah,
but I'm giving you what I got today. Snow is coming. Dan's getting on a flight here, potentially. Snow is coming to Austin, Texas today. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be snuggled up in my ghost bed tonight. 40% off the bundle package at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All you got to do is type in the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. You got to bundle shit together. You got to bundle the adjustable base with the mattress and pillows and sheets and all that other shits. And then you get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there, which you can use that deal to be applicable with the other one. And it's like 30, 35 bucks a month, and you're sleeping in comfort, my man. We got a guest on Sunday night who was in England, who was telling us about the shutdown that is still ongoing there. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. If you were shut down somewhere, get a nice mattress. It is worth it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Are we allowed to talk about a future guest that we got an email from just right before we went on air?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Man, I don't get hard very often at guests, but Neil deGrasse Tyson appears to be booked for Drinking Bros in March, and that will be an unbelievable banger of a show. You're going to have to stay up late and go over every question you've ever wanted to ask, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk it down.
To Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, he's a busy dude, so I don't know how long the interview is going to be able to go, but hopefully once he hears me just masturbating to him and Carl Sagan for the first 5 minutes, he'll stay longer.
Well, if he's on Zoom, he'll get to see you masturbate at least, and I think that's going to give you a leg up in that department. Yeah.
I mean, I'll have both of my legs up for sure.
Yeah, you will.
Because I go spread eagle. I don't know if you guys have watched me masturbate before. But
spread eagle jack.
Full spread eagle jack.
That's the only way he does it. Two-hand basket weave spread eagle jack. But I think that's what, you know, was the downfall of Louis C.K. when he was on the phone jacking off. There was no video, you know?
It would have been better had there been video.
Yeah, then you would have been like, hey, Louis, I see you doing this. Like, you know, stop doing this.
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I would have told him no, not to stop.
Why? You wouldn't have,
right? Yeah, yeah.
But at least like Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to be able to see you because he's on Zoom. So,
can you imagine if I got if Neil deGrasse Tyson filed a sexual harassment suit against me? How funny would that be?
Oh, the best. That would be it. I don't think you'd check out of life at that point.
That'd be the best thing that ever happened to me.
As I'm saying, like, you can't top that.
No, I'd probably die. Yeah, I'd probably kill myself because what else could I do to ever fucking come back from that?
Nothing. Nothing. Next up, the impeachment. What is incitement of violence is the question that's being asked over and over and over and again inside the courtroom instead of, hey, man, how do we get stimulus packages to the people who are actually out of work and losing their businesses? Nope. Let's go to the fake impeachment trial and give this a shot one more time. The charade about impeaching a president who's not even in office anymore is an absolute joke. Regardless of the actions by others on January 6th, the Supreme Court is clear on what it requires to charge someone with incitement of violence. Obviously, we've talked numerous times about Brandenburg versus Ohio, where the court used a two-prong test to evaluate the speech acts. But at this point, the key phrase here is directed at inciting in that. And I don't know how they're going to be able to prove this. They're using during the trial doesn't make sense either, because it's a lot of media. It's a lot of news stories that they're using. Yeah. I discussed it a little bit this morning because I saw BuzzFeed. And I was like, why is BuzzFeed admissible evidence in something like this?
They're not going to be able to convict him because they don't have the votes for it. Even with those five assholes on the Republican side, is it Murkowski and that dumb from Maine? And
yeah, because right before we came on, Lindsey Graham came out and said, look, man, you don't have the votes for doing this. This is a waste of time.
But it's also not about having the votes. It's about the standard of evidence. And this is the problem. When you put on kangaroo court like this, Brandenburg v. Ohio is very clear about this shit. And the operative phrase is... Speech can be prohibited if it is, quote, directed at inciting or producing imminent lawless action, right? And the second one is that this is it has to be likely to incite or produce such action. Now, you could argue the second point, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But if that were the case, if it was likely and there's 1.3 million or so people there. Let's say we take the most conservative estimate, and there's 300,000 people in that general area, and only 100, 200, 300 people got involved in that mess. Does that count, statistically speaking? I mean, that's not even 1% of the people that were there being activated. Most people left once all that stupid shit happened because they didn't want any involvement in that, right?
Right.
So, again, the operative phrase is directed at inciting or producing imminent lawless action, which means they have to prove that Trump intentionally wanted there to be violence at the Capitol. Now, he was on all day, despite equivocating on how he felt about the electoral process, he continuously told people to go home and not do violent shit. So you're never, ever going to be able to fucking do that, ever. You can't prove it. It's fucking pointless.
I wanted to ask you, though, about Adam Kinzinger here. Because right before we went on air, he announced that he plans to target lawmakers, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, with a new political action committee, a new PAC, I guess.
Well, good luck, because they got 75% and 69% of the votes in their respective districts. Maybe, Adam, you should worry about your own district in the country that you're supposed to be serving instead of this fucking bullshit charade, you stupid fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Matt Gaetz, actually. I think he's on the level. He's still a politician, so I trust him as far as I can throw this building. But I like him a lot more than I like fucking Adam Kinzinger, that's for sure. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not even a real person. That's a caricature of a caricature. I don't pay any attention to that dumb.
I don't either.
And her committee assignments have already been removed, and as they should have been. She's a moron and never should have been elected in the first place. However, this whole charade is a waste of fucking time. It is completely pathetic. And I'll say this again. You are not our masters. Adam Kinzinger, you don't get to tell us who we can and can't vote for. This idea that you now, as a politician in a completely separate state, you're going to form some political action committee, which is going to be funded by special interest groups, you stupid motherfucker, to target other districts and you're going to try to disenfranchise the voters who voted 75% for this woman and 69% for this man for the second time in a row. By the way, he's gotten 65% or more of the vote.
Right.
You're going to try to interfere with their ability to vote their fucking conscience. You are a piece of fucking shit. Fuck you. You're never coming back on this goddamn show again.
I am shocked we haven't heard from him, to be honest.
I'm not, because if he watches any of this, he knows I think he's a fucking cunt. Fuck him.
Did he call Jared at all?
I don't give a shit. I don't know the answer to that, but
I
doubt it. I doubt it. This is what happened. It's what I talk about all the time. People get power, and whatever fucking goodness was in them, it is immediately evaporated every single time. And the people that hang on to their goodness get the fuck out of politics, like Tulsi Gabbard, for example. Pelosi and Schumer, you guys don't rule us. You work for us. Adam Kinzinger, you don't rule us. You work for us. It's not your place to tell me who I can and cannot vote for. It's certainly not your goddamn place to affect elections outside of your own fucking purview, you stupid cunt. God damn it, man. This guy is a fucking active military officer. He's in the Air Reserve or some shit like that. He should be stripped of all of his fucking responsibilities at this point. You are doing a disservice to this country. You don't deserve to be in a leadership position. You are a fucking piece of fucking shit.
I want to read you Matt Gaetz's response to this PAC thing that Kinzinger is starting, and he wants to get rid of these Republicans, blah, 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 right? And he is a Republican. Matt Gaetz is really fucking funny, and I'm sure you will appreciate his response here. He says, Adam, as in Kinzinger, is a patriot who fought for America from Northwest Florida. Does that mean he didn't leave the state? Is that what he's referring to there? Like,
who, Adam Kinzinger?
Yeah.
Is he saying that he didn't deploy? Because I don't know his military.
I don't either. We will always appreciate and honor his service. Now he wants to target My America First Politics, referencing me, my name. My response, fucking bring it. Nothing was bleeped out there. There was no dollar signs or tildes. It really just says, fucking bring it. Adam needs PACs to win elections. I don't.
That is true. Adam does take special interest money, and that's what this is. When you're like, hey, you know what? I believe in what I believe in so much that I feel like I need to get into a position of power so I can fucking affect change. That in itself is a reasonable thing to say. Now, when you say this system is so corrupt that I have to take money from outside groups to get that done and start PACs and et cetera, that's where it becomes a problem, right? Because now you're on the hook. If you want in Congress, you have to run every 2 years, or in the House of Representatives, you have to run every two years. So every fucking 6 months or so, you're dipping back into their wallets, and they're dipping back into your integrity. And Adam Kinzinger has none. His integrity's gone, right? So whatever service he had before, I don't give a fuck about that now. My understanding is he did deploy to forward areas. I don't know what that statement is about. I actually don't know that for sure, but my understanding from conversations I've had with him is that he indeed flew operations overseas. So I don't know if that's a point.
I'm not sure. Well, I was trying to look at it both ways. Of Gates is from Florida, so maybe he's saying that because that's a state that he's a rep from. I'm not really sure. That's what I was asking.
Adam Kinzinger is from Illinois, though.
Correct. But
well, I don't know if he's from there,
From Florida. I don't know if he flew out of Florida or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was stationed there for a while. Yeah.
Okay. And then breaking news, they have concluded their arguments here, the House managers for the impeachment. Boy, what a colossal waste of time. Yeah, this is.
So Adam Kinzinger deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan as well as other play like South America.
Yeah,
and stuff
I thought
like
so.
That.
He's probably just referencing the fact that he was stationed in the state of Florida.
Okay.
I doubt. I mean, Matt Gaetz is not the kind of guy that would insult somebody's military service.
Okay.
Even if he was a fucking pogue and never deployed or anything like that, which is not the case with Adam. But anyways, just to wrap all this up, I encourage everyone, if they believe this election was on the level without bad actor influence, and I'm not talking about Dominion voting software, that's stupid bullshit. I'm talking about Mike Podhorzer, Podhorzer, in the Time Magazine article that details the cabal, which is their words, of behind-the-scenes operatives who, quote-unquote, saved the election, right? It's all these rich people behind the scenes that were moving behind the scenes, spending money and doing weird shit to save the election. And by save the election, they mean get Donald Trump out of office, right? So all these super rich people conspired to defeat Donald Trump for you and me. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't ask for that, motherfucker. I'm smarter than you. You don't know shit, obviously. What they do know is that if I keep the establishment in power, then I stay in power. I stay rich. I. And it's never about us. It's never about you or me or any of these people. It's about them, and that's it. And it's about Adam and his power and his fucking thirst and lust for power. And he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it. You don't deserve the rank you earned in the military anymore, and you don't deserve your position in Congress. You're a piece of shit.
The other breaking news here was that 15 GOP seats were empty in attendance for the vote. So the 15 Republican senators didn't even show up. Clearly, they're not going to vote guilty, obviously, and they think the trial is a sham. I don't know what the numbers are you need for a conviction in this, but I believe it's 67, right? So what's the hopes and dreams behind all
this? Well,
what
were the hopes and dreams, just to be fair about all this, what were the hopes and dreams the 44 or 45 times Republicans voted to overturn Obamacare for no reason, knowing they didn't have the votes?
Yeah.
There were no hopes and dreams. It was political theater, and that's what this is. Everybody's full of shit. I just want to say for the crowd, I'm not a Republican. I don't give two fucks about Republicans, and neither should you, by the way. Because if you think they've got your fucking best interest in mind, Patriot Act, Iraq War, Afghanistan War, give me a fucking break, man. Come on.
Fuck, man. Yeah, they walked out. They just fucking straight up walked out.
Good. Speaking of walking out, Capitol Police have held a vote of no confidence. I haven't heard about what the results of that yet, but the vote of no confidence is in their entire leadership. All of them. Like their chief, deputy chief, the whole crew. The ground officers of Capitol Police are trying to vote all of them the fuck out of there.
And now how does that work exactly?
I don't know the
I've never even heard of anything like this before.
I mean, it happens in unions all the time. It happened in Star Wars that one time as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know.
Is that where we're at? Is it Star Wars?
I guess, yeah. I mean, officers recently told CNN that intelligence and operational failures left them vulnerable to the attack, and said they worry about that the current leadership is incapable of managing future incidents. Now, that's a fair thing to say, frankly.
Yeah.
I don't know these men and women that are in charge of Capitol Police, but there is the death Brian Sicknick, the officer that died later after the protests, actually. But that whole scene was fucked. The fact that they were just able to fucking casually stroll into the Capitol and do all this stuff. I mean, we talked about it immediately in the aftermath. Like, what the fuck were you guys doing?
Yeah,
what was happening? Like, all this shit happened after the fact with the National Guard being brought in and stuff. Why not before? If you thought that shit was going to happen, you don't need... It's easy to blame Trump because he was CIC at the time, but you don't need him to authorize any of this shit.
So
that's your AO. You can do whatever the fuck you want there.
That's a great question. I watched this show, The Circus. It's super left, but I like to see both sides of everything, what's going on.
Right.
When this happened, right after it was happened, they interviewed the governor of Maryland. Now, I guess Maryland, you know, is right there, conjoined with D.C., essentially. And so they had called him to authorize National Guard from Maryland going into D.C., but I guess they don't have the jurisdiction, and it took three...
Well, the D.C. mayor does, though.
Okay. So the governor of Maryland said, hey, man, I can't do this, and he said it took 3 hours to get people to do it. He goes, I don't know who that was coming from and or why, but, you know, look, when we were watching this live as it happened that day, with all the defund the police and everything else that was going on, shit, you know... It appeared as if they just let him in at that point.
I think, I mean, maybe there's a correlation to that thing with Springsteen as well. Just the anti-police rhetoric is starting to get to people.
Well, it's getting to the police.
Yeah,
and maybe the police were like, hey, man,
that's what I'm saying.
Good, defend yourselves. Like, I don't really give a shit.
But there's actually, in my opinion, a bigger story here. And more notable is that as of today, over a month later, we still don't have an autopsy or a cause of death for that officer that died. Because
why not?
A lot of people, I don't know why not, frankly. My belief is that the findings are not in line with the narrative that people want to put out there. That's probably the case, because that's usually the case, right?
Well,
but I don't know that for sure. But here's the thing.
I heard he died off scene, right? They got him back somewhere.
Yeah. So there was a story floating around that he had gotten bludgeoned with a fucking, fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm.
And then got somebody through some gas of some sort, like, I don't know if it was CS or some other bullshit. What the fuck was that?
Look up the autopsy of Brian Sicknick.
There is no autopsy yet.
There isn't.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, so
a new video apparently dropped 19 hours ago.
Yeah.
Showing, I don't know, I just found it, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the video shows what exactly? Because my understanding is that it showed that he did not get bludgeoned. That's what I had heard, but I haven't seen the video. What is that? When did that happen?
He collapsed, but
So he went back to his duty station, like his office,
mm-hmm.
and then collapsed. And there's some people saying that he died of exposure to this fucking gas, this chemical agent, whatever it happens to be. What am I looking at?
Federal investigators are looking into whether bear spray caused
how likely is it that you can die from bear spray? Because we have a video of Evan getting sprayed in the face with bear spray. And obviously not pleasant, but it's like a 45-minute ordeal. It's not like he died from it. But you would think these guys are, by the way, Capitol Police. I say this all the time. These are some of the most well-trained police officers on earth.
Yeah.
They're also vetted very well, and their physical condition. You're not going to see fat Capitol Police officers like you see fat cops all over the U.S. these days. You ain't going to see one of those guys. So it seems hard for me to believe that unless somebody was spraying it literally down his throat, that he would have died. Like, why would you die later of exposure to that? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but strange.
I'm not a doctor, and I don't have that much experience with chemical agents like that, so I don't know what the fuck happened. But it's very bizarre to me that a month later, in a case this big, we still don't have a fucking cause of death.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening here? And anytime information is being withheld, that tells me two things. One, either the people don't agree with it, the outcome, the people that are in charge now don't agree with the outcome of that information, or they're trying to massage that information to make it something else.
Yeah, or you're waiting for a certain trial to be over with and then come out with the actual information.
I mean, it's a lot easier to, like, let's say you are a politician and somebody accuses your opponent of something and you know it to not be true.
Right.
It's easier just to keep your mouth shut and let people believe it than it is to come out and say it's not true.
Yep. Right.
Which is shows that you have no integrity, by the way. But again, we don't know. My opinion is, because it's easier and more beneficial to the left and the media to let rumors that make Trump look bad persist. That's what I think,
yeah,
personally. It's a shame that this man died, obviously. And I think if somebody is indeed responsible for his death, then that person is a terrorist and they should get the death penalty, right?
Agreed,
Fuck them.
Yeah.
But the truth is fucking important. It is important to understand what happened here and not let this man's death be used to fuck somebody else over when that's not the case. Like, that is that you're dishonoring this man's death if you do that. That's all I'll say about that.
I agree. Next up, we got a new sponsor on the show, CardoMax. It's right here in front of me. Bang, bang. The energy intensifier here. Pre-workout, dude. This is the new one from our good buddy, Sean Mattson. Obviously, you know former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson. Been on the show numerous times, worked with him a lot. It's his new company. He's a fellow drinking bro, too. CardoMax has got the right supplements for you, using the least amount of liquid ingredients impossible. Impossible is what I'm going for there today. Look, this is the fucking bing bing, dude. You pop this in your drink and you're good to go. If you're about to crash before that workout, pop a little in there and you can go through the fucking roof, dude. I've got the lemonade one. You've got the blueberry one in front of you. Energy intensifier-wise, like, yeah, you could drink fucking Monster or whatever. That bullshit doesn't work. You want to fucking punch a baby, take down a mountain, maybe even take down a whole goddamn bear. Get a little CardoMax in you. That's CardoMax.
Maybe I should get...
Put it in any liquid available and you're good to go, dude. Water.
Yeah.
Fucking booze.
Maybe I should get them to sponsor my nonprofit where I punch kids in the face.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
CardoMax is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free off your first order. And they come in these bags. So if you're going to fucking buy it, just buy a goddamn bag and then get the other one for free. Go to CardoMax.com. Use the promo code DB. They've simplified it. Just DB. That's CardoMax.com. Use the promo code DB and you will buy one, get one free off your first order. Again, you'll be jacked up and go through the roof. I felt great today. I'm fucking right before I got into the gym this morning.
Kristen Schneider is also saying coke works pretty well to take down a baby. I don't know if
cocaine?
You mean, I don't know if you mean giving the baby coke or getting
or
coke
Coca-Cola
yourself. Or
yeah,
either way. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard to say.
It's like my kids are on CardoMax jumping off the goddamn
they
walls.
Might be.
I love it, dude. What is this fucking zero calories?
Yeah,
on CardoMax too, man. Go to CardoMax.com, promo code DB. Buy one, get one free. It's a BOGO. That's what we say in the biz, dude. Buy one, get one free. Next up, Mark Cuban decided not to play the national anthem before Mavericks games.
Now, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt when I heard about this.
Yeah.
Maybe his team was like, hey, we're going to fucking start kneeling or whatever. And he was like, why don't we just not play it then?
Yeah, we can
play it before the game or you can kneel before the game. Like Jerry Jones did that thing that time where he knelt before the game. Apparently, that's not the case because The Atlantic reported Wednesday that the decision wasn't because they don't love the U.S., but because many feel... And by many, I mean many of the players on the Mavericks feel the anthem doesn't represent them, and they want to continue discussion of how to represent people from all communities when honoring U.S. at the game. So they wanted to pause the national. It's a national anthem.
Sure.
National.
Right.
The nation, all of it.
Most of the Mavs players are from different countries. So
that's true, so maybe they can get fucked. Then.
Yeah, maybe they were like, well, look, man, I don't even understand the words of that. Just stop playing it.
I mean, if his position is that the anthem doesn't represent Black Americans, or that they feel that way, what are you as their boss and a fucking billionaire and an owner of multiple businesses doing to make that a reality? Because that should be the goal, is to make sure everybody feels equity, equitable, equanimity, enfranchised, whatever, however you want to fucking say it, in this country. That has to be the goal. Otherwise, let's just split up into different countries now, right? There's no point in trying that if that's not the goal. It's like if you're in a relationship and so one partner wants to have kids and the other one doesn't, end the relationship right now.
Yeah.
That relationship is going nowhere ever. Right. So, what are you doing to make this country what it's supposed to be, Mark, aside from being a fucking coward? The answer is nothing. He's doing nothing to accomplish that goal. He's a coward, and he would rather capitulate to cancel culture, canceling the anthem, rather than recognizing the country of America is not about the past. It's not about geography. It's not about race or ethnicity. It's about the idea that individual liberty, right, and supporting that is the most important thing in the world. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted. Even though they were deeply flawed people, they still wrote these documents. For the first time in history, liberty was contractually guaranteed to its citizens. The first time ever any government ever did that. We did it. And his plan is to disengage from that process entirely because he's too much of a fucking pussy or too weak-minded or both to bring more people into the fold. Get fucked, Mark Cuban. You're a fucking cunt.
It's a weird one, man. Cuban's usually never that guy. He's stood up for the stonks and all that other shit.
He's been doing this all year, actually.
He's a coward.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he walked it back, and then they played the national anthem last night.
He did not walk it back. No. Adam Silver, of all people,
told him to get fucked.
Yeah, Adam Silver was like, no, we are playing the national anthem before every game.
Yeah, it was from Silver, it was very matter of fact. It wasn't like, hey, I understand what you're saying, but blah, blah, blah. It was like, we are playing the national anthem before every NBA game. Hard stop.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I don't give a fuck if they play the anthem before the game or not. What the fuck? What does the anthem have to do with any of these sports?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that even got started.
Right. I think that was the logic because there was no fans until the other night in Dallas.
Right.
So I guess they just kind of ran with that.
Yeah. But yes. I mean, I was fine with that until I heard Cuban's response, or at least his team's response, which is that, you know, it's some people feel disenfranchised. So let's just get rid of the idea of this country because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't worked yet. Right? That's the fucking point that everybody's been trying to make this whole year. But what are you going to do, man?
I mean, you look at the NBA.
These people are cowards.
Yeah, you look at the NBA ratings, and clearly the fucking Black Lives Matter and all that shit on the court, in my opinion, was the reason the ratings went into the toilet last year. Because otherwise, the day after the NBA finals were over, Adam Silver wouldn't have had a statement that said, hey, man, we're not going to do any of that next year. We're not going to have any of that on the court or right. any of that on the jerseys. I think we solved racism, essentially, is what he said, right? Obviously, I'm saying this sarcastically. But it was very, very strange that Cuban ended up doing this, knowing this is going to be a bad look for the NBA and obviously eat up the fucking headlines for everything that's going on in the NBA. So the whole thing really didn't make that much sense to me.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why all these sports leagues are... See, I thought it was... I genuinely did think that it was the fans not being there for the NBA that was causing a lot of the rating slips and things like that. And then when I saw the Super Bowl took another 8% hit this year, I want to give the benefit of the doubt. Maybe there's more competition, but there's no competition for the Super Bowl. It is 100 to 110 million viewers every year forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every should be noted that it's down across every sport.
Every not sport, UFC, though.
Probably not UFC.
UFC is the only
one. Probably. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
But for all the major ones. Yeah. Like, even like hockey.
Baseball's going to slip it forever.
Too.
Yeah. But it's the Super Bowl, man. I mean, it is the lowest viewership since 2006 this year. That's bizarre. But what was going on in 2006 that would have caused that?
I don't know. Everyone cut Super the cord, in my opinion. So it's like everyone's just kind of like illegally streaming it or going through an app. I don't think that's being accounted for.
That's very possible, yeah. That's very possible. That's probably not the case with the NBA, though, right? People aren't going out of the way to watch NBA games.
I don't know how they stream. So, like, I share YouTube TV with my brother. Mm-hmm. Like, as an account. Like, he's on the account. I mean, I pay for it, but he's on the account, like, just as a family member. Mm-hmm. And he's in L.A. I don't know if we're both watching the Super Bowl, that like or what? I think the streaming numbers are fucked.
Also, regular season NBA, like, it's not fun to watch right now because the season literally just ended. So it's like they just kind of like ran it back.
Yeah,
That could be part of it too.
Same with the NHL, man. I didn't even know it started until Zach Hurd posted some bets from my bookie the other day, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
man,
it is across the board. I really don't think it's a political thing, honestly. At this point with sports, I just don't see the evidence of that. I mean, the people that are huge NBA fans, by and large, aren't offended by Black Lives Matter being on the court, I don't think, right? I mean, it's the most conservative viewership of all sports is hockey, and then baseball's after that. And they have been bleeding people for years, right?
Well, baseball I can understand because, you know, the games aren't fast-paced anymore, and then it's, you know.
There's also a lot of pussy bullshit going on there, too, and I think it's hard to tell whether it's an indictment of that. Like, baseball, they're trying to speed up the game. The game doesn't need to be faster, right? It needs to be better.
Yeah.
We need steroids, bitch. We need fucking dudes with giant HGH heads cranking 700 fucking foot home runs.
To your point, the MLB just said, hey, we're going to deaden the ball this year.
Why? Start it over right now. Say, hey, the record books are closed. Those old records are gone. We're starting a new steroid era record.
Mm-hmm.
You guys take whatever the fuck you want. Be safe and healthy about it, but take whatever you want and let's do this shit.
Yeah, dude.
We should start our own professional baseball league and
fights too.
And fights, you take whatever the fuck you want. Do you come in looking like a goddamn gorilla with hair on your forehead? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, or give them each a bag of Cardomax and just say, look, take every fucking packet there is before you walk into the ring or the arena or whatever your sport is, and then just rip somebody's face clean off their fucking body. That's what we really want to see.
Yeah.
Like the UFC fight Saturday night. Usman.
Yep. Usman Burns.
Is that the guy who just stomps on people's feet?
Last fight, yes.
Yeah. Take that away. Take that, like, take his legs away and just say, hey, you guys fight to the death. Each of you put one foot inside of a hula hoop and then punch each other in the face, and then whoever dies, dies. Like, damn, we got some fucking ratings, brother.
Yeah, you know? I think they should let, like, a fucking Tasmanian devil on meth loose inside the ring.
Yes.
But have a true cage around it where they can't get out.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And you guys have, first you have to work together to kill the Tasmanian devil.
Yep.
Then you have to fight each other.
Yeah, that's what I really want to see.
Whatever. Capsule.
Capsule's up next, baby. Get your drugs delivered to your house, Anthony.
Yeah.
If you hate going to the pharmacy, go to capsule.com, CAPSULE.com. It's pretty simple. Every insurance takes it. They're now available in like 5 or 6 massive cities. Like Austin's one of them, so we're using it here, of course. New York.
Yeah.
L.A., I mean, fuck, man, these guys are starting to branch out everywhere. So basically what it is somebody just fucking drops off the pills at your house. You don't have to go to the goddamn pharmacy anymore.
Yeah, it's like that dude that showed up in Half-Baked, right?
Yeah.
He's on a little bicycle, and he's just like, here's your stuff, except for it's legal.
This is, well.
And you basically what you do, you just send them your prescription from your doctor, and they bring your pills or whatever it is to the house.
It's great.
I mean, it saves so much fucking time. I don't know if you've ever, for those of you who use,
and it's free, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Shit.
For those of you that use pharmacy, you know how it is. You can either call it and talk to some knucklehead on the phone and try to put it in that way, or you have to stop by, drop off your prescription, and then come back an hour later or fucking whatever and pick it up again. Nobody has time for this horse shit anymore.
No, dude, I don't have time for any of it anymore. No. I get fucking called earlier about coming to pick up my goddamn kid.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because it's a soft rain here, and it might be freezing, and how are people going to get around?
Oh, I know. There's like pileups all over Texas right now because people are afraid of the quarter inch of rain.
Yeah, it was a 100-car pileup in Fort Worth. There's like rain. Five people are dead. It's rain.
There's rain, and it's 33 degrees outside.
Well, it's not 32, which is where it freezes, so maybe do that math.
Yeah, maybe do that math before you go out there. And plus, I got a fucking goddamn truck that drives itself. I don't need this shit anymore. No. Capsule accepts all major insurance and is currently available in New York City and the surrounding tri-state area, Austin, Boston, Chicago, the Twin Cities, Los Angeles, and others are coming soon.
Yeah.
Mothers might be coming soon as well. But,
any mother that comes near me is going to be coming soon.
Yeah, real soon. To sign up, visit capsule.com to get your prescription hand-delivered today for free. It's capsule.com, CAPSULE.com. Pretty soon, all of our shit is going to be delivered free, and I, for one, can't fucking wait. I don't want to go to any of this stupid shit.
Now, speaking of stupid shit, though,
yeah.
Tommy Terrific.
Yeah, Tommy. Tom Brady got rocked yesterday.
He got rocked. I'm starting to like him more.
I know. Should I issue the public apology now and say Tom Brady has been cool for the whole time?
It seems like he
and
was.
And I just didn't know.
I don't think he's been cool the whole time, though. I think he's a guy that became super famous and great without ever believing he would have been, because he didn't have success. He had some success, but not great success as a college quarterback. There was no indication he was going to be great. He Wally Pipped fucking homeboy, and then all of a sudden, you know, several years later.
Yeah.
I don't know if even in the middle of that Patriots run, he knew how great he was going to be. Maybe at some point he did, but it seems like And I like that meme that's running around of his different face look and haircuts over the years.
Yeah.
He's gotten better and better looking. And I know that men do that. Like, we age better than women. It's just,
But not like that.
It sucks. But he's, like, become more chiseled jawline.
He's like a fucking supermodel.
Better haircut. And he's, in public, become cooler and cooler and cooler, it seems. Forget about Michelle Moynihan or Giselle or any of that shit. Just as a person, the way he interacts with stuff. Ever since a couple years ago when he started doing those fucking Instagram stories with Gronk.
Yeah.
That's when I started to get a feeling like, oh, this guy might be.
I did too, but I didn't know. I'm with you. I'm with you. And so, I think I'm ready to make a public apology here to Tom Brady.
Yeah, you want to throw that picture up there?
Yeah, and put that picture on the screen. He just keeps getting better and better looking. This guy's fucking 43 years old, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
Is that on the screen, Bob?
I mean, that last picture in the bottom right is 2 years ago, I think, in New England.
Look at that.
Just looks, he's a good looking dude still.
I'm about to talk myself into fucking him.
Look at those first two fucking rows.
Yeah, he looks like a goober. Like, it's not
Gubachesky, dude.
It's not just the dumb haircut or the goofy fucking look on his face. It's also the eyes, man. Look at his eyes.
That's what a woman will do to you. That's pre-Giselle.
That's money.
That's pre-Giselle
money.
That's
pure money.
Yes. Money. Yeah. Look at the last picture on row two, the one all the way to the right on row two. That's where he gets that look of, like, I can probably fuck your girlfriend right now.
I could probably fuck Giselle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the parade yesterday, which, you know, Hot Bob's made the comment that Tampa doesn't deserve all that. That is absolutely true. Tampa as a city does not deserve it. However,
they had a boat parade.
They had a boat parade in Hillsborough River, and I think he threw his most courageous pass of all time. And
the best.
If you want to bring that video up.
Yeah. He threw the Lombardi Trophy to another boat. And was it Gronkowski that caught it? I was watching it live.
It was the other tight end.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, put that on the screen. I mean, this is ballsy.
He was also carried out by his boys after this, so he's
I can't believe he did it. Oh! I cannot believe he did it. If it would have fell in the fucking
God, can you imagine?
Ocean, that would have been the greatest of all time.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, is there a better angle? Look at
that. You can hear his kid yelling, Dad, no.
He's wasted.
And I've got you can cut that. I've got a good.
Oh, that's great, dude. I want to apologize to Tom Brady. I think he's fucking cool, man. He's been secretly cool, I think.
I don't have any children, but I assume that this is what happens when you're on your seventh child. Like, the first one, you're kind of carrying it around like this. And by child seven, you're like, get that fucking kid out of here.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, he gets a little too close to you. Backhand him so he's not so close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just let him eat shit off the ground. You're like, I don't care anymore. That's kind of what I feel like it is now. This is the best I've seen somebody behave at a parade as an athlete, I think, of all time. I don't know if anything competes with that. Maybe Kelsey got pretty loose last year. It was pretty funny, but it was nothing like this. And plus, they were in Kansas City. It was like 12 degrees that day. So how much can you really do?
She also Chase Utley for the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies World Series.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Chase Utley was good. Brett Hull that year was also good. He talked a lot of shit.
Shout out to Jesse J here. So keep on crushing it, dude. Love watching the fucking show here. Man, I when I saw that Lombardi pass and then him getting physically carried out of the stadium and the arena, wherever the fuck he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was trashed.
He wasn't being carried, but he was being directed.
He was having a hard time keeping it together.
He had his legs under him, but he had no fucking sense of direction at all.
Let's face it. You win the Super Bowl, you're up pretty much all night, and then you've got 48 hours straight where there are interviews. Then you got to go to the fucking parade for your seventh one. You're on a boat, for Christ's sakes, all day. In Tampa, it's hot as shit.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah, there they are carrying him out there. There they are carrying him out. Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, I'm rich and I'm going to go home and fuck my hot wife.
Happy drunk.
Nobody's wearing masks anywhere.
No.
Is that the mayor of Tampa right there?
Who knows?
I think it is. Is that woman? Like, the mayor of Tampa was like, we're going to find the people at the stadium that weren't wearing masks. And then somebody put a picture up of her at a Tampa Bay Lightning game a couple weeks ago not wearing a mask. Like, oopsie.
Brady actually quote tweeted that video while he was drunk
yesterday. And it's like gibberish.
Did he really?
Yeah,
it's
gibberish.
He just said too much, like, avocado vodka or something.
Yeah,
like
it's just too much avocado vodka, but three of the words are misspelled.
It's great.
But not misspelled, like, obviously drunk man misspelled.
Yeah, but, like, clearly on the joke that people say he eats, like, avocado ice cream and all that bullshit.
Yeah. So he had to wear with all to make the joke. Yeah. But he didn't spell the word little or, well, I guess he spelled avocado right. It just, there's an unnecessary, oh, he didn't spell here right. So
no.
Two words misspelled, three words, nothing is also misspelled. He was clearly fucked up is the point.
It's great.
Right?
It's great.
Big fan of that. The last thing is, though, he still open mouth kisses his children.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
You know,
obviously.
That's something I'm never going to be able to get over, but.
Whatever, man.
Whatever.
It's funny, man. When I posted the Brady bet on my Instagram and just say, hey, Bucks won, congratulations. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. Won a shit ton of money. I still had like two Michigan fans on my Instagram at STJames go, hey, man, go blue. And I was like, God damn yeah. it, man. Are we still holding on to that? Like, Michigan is terrible. I get Tom Brady was the best guy there.
When's the last time Tom Brady mentioned the University of Michigan? So how much does it mean to him?
He's fairly involved.
He's fairly involved, but he doesn't talk about it. Well, here's the beauty of it. He keeps making bets against his teammates that went to Ohio State, and then he loses and has to do this goofy shit every year.
Yeah.
Like wearing a jersey, a uniform. Last year's, forgive me if I was wrong, he had to do the OHIO in the locker room with some of his other Michigan teammates. He keeps losing. I understand, you know, he keeps betting on Michigan, but it's going to be a long, long time, my man. Yeah. Michigan fans, congratulations on Tom Brady. Not a lot of congratulations on anything else the last 21 years of Michigan football.
We have Chris Gronkowski coming back on the show soon to talk about all that. I actually talked to him the other day. He's going to be on in like 3 weeks, which is probably about the time that he and Robert
sobers up.
Got to sober up, so that'll be good. Yeah. Big fan of those guys.
Yeah, he was on the field right after they won the game. That'll be great. Next up, New York, New Yang. Andrew Yang commands a double-digit lead in the Democratic primary for mayor with his closest rivals, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and Comptroller Scott Stringer, trailing more than 10 percentage points.
Each.
Yang, the entrepreneur who obviously ran for president, would win 28% of the total votes, with Adams projected to win 17, Stringer getting 13. This one's tough, man. How do you run against Andrew Yang?
You can't. He's got two of the most important things. One, he's got the populist narrative, which is really popular right now. Two, he's got the name ID. Nobody knows who these other two guys are.
Yeah.
Name ID is like...
It's huge.
Name ID is probably the most important thing in politics. I mean, Donald Trump got elected, and nobody, half the people just knew about his rhetoric. They didn't even know about his policies before he got elected, right? Let's be real with that. His policies did happen to work out pretty well, but he wasn't talking about policy. He was talking about rhetoric when he was getting elected. I believe, I don't know if I put it in these notes, but I believe the name recognition for Yang in New York is 84%, which is fucking massive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the numbers you would expect from either a celebrity or somebody that already held major political office, and he's done neither one of those things, right?
Yeah, and I will say this. We were talking about this right before we came on the air today. Like, you know, non-politicians who were businessmen have done pretty well policy-wise. Granted, you might not have liked
Bloomberg Trump's in New York did pretty well.
Rhetoric or Twitter. Policies, you know, the economy was rolling. He was pretty successful. Yeah. Bloomberg did really well in New York. I don't like Bloomberg, but shit, man, you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
It was New York was great when he was there.
And to be honest, aside from his nonsense these days, I mean, he's just a contrarian, really, but Mitt Romney's terms as governor in Massachusetts did really well.
Okay.
Like he actually, Mitt Romney introduced the idea of single payer healthcare to America, and it worked pretty well for a while.
Was he in Massachusetts or Utah?
Massachusetts is where he was governor, yeah. Gotcha. And then he moved to Utah and became a senator there.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so I think Yang was very impressive during the Democratic primary. I think he's an even crazier version of Bernie Sanders with some of the stuff he says, but I think from Yang, it comes from a good place.
He doesn't seem like a bad guy.
No, I think he's a good man. It seems like a good man. He's like, look, creative destruction is coming. All these jobs are going to be displaced. We need to figure out what the fuck we're going to do.
Right.
And I think if somebody came to a guy like Yang and said, hey, this universal basic income you're talking about, maybe that's an idea. Maybe it's a supplement or whatever, but here's another idea that would also kind of work. I think he would respond to that. He seems like the kind of guy that cares more about the facts than anything else, because look, there is a layer of creative destruction with oil and gas, and the next 30 years is gonna, if not go away entirely, it's gonna be much smaller than that's a huge
oh yeah
I, that's look, a huge industry.
There's we were also, looking at all the electric cars that are coming out, like, dude, you're if you don't have an electric car probably in 5 years, like I would be shocked. Right?
There's also more automation in like with Amazon and just shopping in general, that, which means there's going to be less road construction and stuff like that. There's also going to be with these automated delivery trucks, less truck drivers, and that's about 6 million jobs in the United States. There's a lot of stuff going on
here. You mean like Capsule.com? Like, dude, if I don't have to go to the fucking pharmacist anymore, great.
And those are all
the last place I want to go
day. Those are all good things, by the way, that make us all collectively safer and more efficient, but there's a price to pay. That's what creative destruction is, and we have to figure out a way to deal with that, a new industry of some sort or whatever it is. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Maybe it is a universal basic income, and people hear that phrase and think, oh, I'm just going to be getting handouts from the government. No, not really. It's going to be regulated by the government, but what the essentially is Amazon, because they displace X number of workers, now have to pay X number of dollars back to the community for that, for the privilege of doing that. And that's a completely reasonable thing to expect from a company. But when people, I don't feel like anybody has done a very good job of explaining that, particularly to conservatives, because they feel like, and as they should, particularly with the last year, the more money they're getting from the government, the more services they're getting from the government, the more it feels like the government has control over their lives. And it's true. That's a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these are also two separate issues. The government having control over your life and universal basic income, or the need for a solution to creative destruction. Those are two separate issues that can be handled independently. He's not doing a good job of explaining it, nor is anybody else. And maybe we just haven't developed that conversation enough to be able to have an explanation. I'm not blaming him specifically for that, but why not? I feel like right now, particularly in New York, where people are feeling disenfranchised and like they're getting taxed to death and all this shit, the guy that's the populist, that's popular, that's offering them all this, what they perceive as free shit, probably going to win. He's probably going to be the next mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Unless the establishment comes after him like they did with Bernie and Tulsi Gabbard, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is this. The same reason I voted for Trump in 2016 is the same way if I was living in New York, I would vote for Andrew Yang. I want to see an outsider, a non-politician, get in and see what happens and if they can make a difference where they're not tied into all these other fucking shitbags and super PACs and all this other bullshit. The other part about this is the state of New York that it's currently in is a goddamn mess from de Blasio, right?
Yeah, it's
bad. Cannot get any worse. Therefore, why not bring Yang in to see what he can actually do? Because I mean, it's a fucking mess already. Like,
I mean, I don't give two fucks about New York. It would be a shame.
I like New York. I lived there a few times.
I like it as well, and it would be. I like it as well, and it would be a shame if New York just crumbled. But it won't affect my life if it does.
I want to jump in. Your conservative thing. Milton Friedman actually for universal basic income in the 60s.
Yep, he was. Yep, and it was because of new technology. Right. I mean, it's creative destruction, but when I say technology, I mean the tech industry as we know it. That's, he saw that coming, like, damn, all these automations that are happening are going to displace so many workers. The fact that we're now doing, this is around the same time where it became very popular to start paying farmers to not farm, to keep the price of farmed goods at a certain level and shit like that. People see that stuff, and if you're an objective thinker, you're going to see creative destruction for what it is. It is always an opportunity to do something. It's an opportunity for the government to seize more control.
Correct.
It's an opportunity for us to come up with creative solutions to it, and we have to do that.
Yeah, so I don't mind seeing Yang Gang in there. I hope it goes down, actually. Next up is Brew Bag. If you don't know what Brew Bag is, pull up Brew Bag real quick, Hot Bob. We have partnered up with them, and we got some custom. It's BRUBAG.com. That is BRUBAG.com. We've partnered up with them for some exclusive boards for drinking bros, and super fucking amped about that, dude. They're custom, dude. Free shipping there. Type in drinking bros. Go to the drinking bros boards if they're in there, huh, Bob? Gigantic fan of those. They're beautiful. We posted them online last night. We were talking about them during the Super Bowl and all that other shits. There they are. Pop those little guys up on screen right now. Check it out, dude. We got our own shit. That's rad. So it's while supplies last. It's a fun thing we're doing with them. And hopefully it does well. Look, they double as cornhole boards and also like a fucking adult beer pong, except you're throwing bean bags into it, dude. Mm. Brew bag's huge anyway. So
yeah, they're it's the official game of the New York Restaurant Association.
It is,
Restaurant Bar Association.
Yeah. So we were amped. They called us, and they were like, hey, man, let's make some personalized Drinking Bros ones. Pictures on the screen right there. Just go to brewbag.com if you want some Drinking Bros shit, and then hopefully the pandemic will be lifted and we'll be able to play with you guys. And tailgates across America. That's brubag.com. And check it out. The custom Drinking Bros ones. I don't know how long those will last, to be honest with you. Last but not least here, D'Anthony, Stockin' Stonks. The New York Stonk Exchange has always been in New York. If Albany lawmakers get their way, however, the center of the global financial industry might have to find a new home.
I love this. So if you need any more confirmation about how corrupt and shitty these motherfuckers are, listen to this asinine statement from Stacey Cunningham, who's the president of the Stock Exchange. She said, on Wednesday, with more than 25 other representatives of New York securities industries, I sent a letter to state legislative leaders cautioning against the unintended consequences of imposing a transfer tax on stock sales. History's lesson is clear. If you try to squeeze more revenue from financial firms, the business goes elsewhere. That sounds like a threat to me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't have any of our money. Hell no, man. Like, these motherfuckers. these are the people who issued, bundled, and then shorted subprime mortgages and butt-fucked the entire U.S. economy and the housing market for fucking years. Nobody went to jail.
No.
The only reason Lehman Brothers went out of business is because they needed a sacrificial lamb.
That'll be the same with Robinhood, by the way.
These are the people who got mad when we tried to play their game and intentionally tank stocks and block trading to keep the plebs off their playground. And now this cunt is threatening the fucking state of New York. And look, they're out of control with their tax bullshit, but she's threatening the state like, you can't, They didn't say shit when they were taxing the fuck out of us.
No,
right?
No.
These motherfuckers helped Biden get elected so the left can tax the shit out of everybody else.
Gas prices have gone up too, by the way. Everybody said that pre-election. I didn't understand it. And I was like, motherfucker, like the last 3 weeks, the gas has been fucking high as shit. Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on?
So they help Biden get elected. There's all these open letters that were written by assholes and from the stock exchange about, oh, fucking Trump getting reelected would be a shock for the fucking financial markets and all this stuff. These pieces of shit. Now that fucking New York State wants to tax them, they want to take their ball and go home. So New York Stock Exchange, if you're thinking about moving to Texas like everyone else, know this. You are not fucking welcome.
Do they change it to the Texas Stock Exchange then?
No, what they should change it to is a bunch of rich cunts, and if you show up here, we're going to fucking loot and burn everything down.
Man.
Good luck, fuckface.
Austin, look, they're not afraid here to do it. They'll keep it weird, man. They're not afraid to occupy shit here.
You really don't want to get... You don't want to come to Texas, and I'll tell you why. You don't want to come to a place where it's just as acceptable to protest that as it is to, you know, you don't want to get the Occupy Wall Street people and the anti-PC people on the same side.
No.
And that is what you're going to get if you come here with that bullshit. It's not. It would not be pretty.
If they did, holy shit, Jesus Christ.
It would be kind of funny, to be honest. Again, there's a part of me.
Is that even an option, by the way? Or was that just...
But for them to move?
To Texas?
That's a private company. They can do what they want.
Could you imagine if they came to Texas?
It'd be hilarious.
Man.
Really funny. But they wouldn't move to Austin. They would move to Dallas.
Stonks!
But anyways, there's part of me that wants all this crazy shit to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, have you ever seen... This is probably why I'm not a parent, but watching a kid, they're walking around and they're about to do something dumb and walk into a wall. You're like, come on, do it.
Do it.
Walk into that wall, you little bitch.
Yeah.
But when you do it and you're the first one that starts laughing and everybody's like, oh no. And I'm like, oh yes. Like, hey, Kool-Aid through the wall. The only joy I get in life is watching children get hurt.
By the way, if they do move here, the Wall Street boys will have their own helicopters. The skies will be littered with fucking people just doing whatever the fuck they want. That would be madness. I don't see it happening, but shit, everybody else is moving here, I feel like. So
where else would they go? I mean, it wouldn't be somewhere else in the Northeast. They can't afford the real estate in Boston. That wouldn't make any sense. Although it would be a bigger...
Chicago,
It'd be a bigger thumb in the eye for them to move to Massachusetts than it would be for them to move to Texas, right?
The NASDAQ is in Chicago. So it's like, all right, I guess if you were going to do it, combine them like SAG-AFTRA.
Where's S&P? Is it in New York as well?
I believe S&P. So. I think the NASDAQ's in Chicago.
Standard and Poor.
Yeah. Let's do Standard and Poor location. How many people can win? Who knows? Doesn't I don't know matter. Where it is.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. If they did, though, it would be great and it would be hilarious. But you're no longer doing like this, the 555 fucking give me shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's and all it's, digital.
I mean, it's.
You Why know, do they need to be anywhere is the question, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to put the big bell. You can just put it in a room.
Yeah.
Just dress it, set dress it, you know?
I mean, this is an empty threat. They're not moving anywhere.
You will see what Yang does once he gets in there.
Yeah, S&P is in New York as well. Yeah.
We'll see what the Yang Gang does when he gets in.
We'll see.
Who knows?
I'm leaving.
Now is the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was submitted by Andrew Golden from Minnesota, a member of Drinking Bros for 2 years. He's nominating Mark Zimmer. Reason for the nomination? He lives in the Boundary Waters area of Minnesota from spring to fall. He is completely in tune with nature, trying to make people understand that money is not consciousness. He would get along great with Dan, I have a feeling. He says, I've known him all my life.
That's code for he does mushrooms,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it is. I've known him all my life and want to get him this so he can get a drone to further his wild experience. I don't know what this is going to do in order to get you a drone. I hope your buddy buys you one for getting on the show, though.
Yeah, why not?
For getting this story on. But if you want to submit a Drinking Bro of the Week, go to drinkingbros.com. You can also buy some butter soft teas for $19.99. I don't know when Jared's putting the new fucking shirts in. I'm done.
We just got emails today from them. They're putting, I said this on APP yesterday, but they're putting all the designs on different color t-shirts for us to see. We're going to pick the colors we want, and that's the end.
Okay.
They'll be live after that. So hopefully sometime next week.
All right. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. D'Anthony, have a safe flight. You were out of here.
Well, I mean, it's not really
out of the weather.
Not really up to me.
That's true.
They should let me fly the plane, though. I mean, all you do is push a button and it just does stuff, right? I don't know how it works.
Nah, it's pretty much science right at that point.
Yeah.
Whoever you pray to, Dan, I'll give him a shout out on the way home. Make sure you make it safely.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone. First and foremost, our title sponsor, OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you an extra $35 off at checkout. When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. A recent survey shows 75% of Americans agree there's no better way to spend Father's Day than grilling with the family. From USDA certified tender steaks to burgers and more, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience, guaranteed to secure your spot as dad's favorite. Shop OmahaSteaks.com and give dad the legendary heartland quality he deserves. Plus, our listeners get an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Here's what I love about Omaha Steaks. It's easy to use. Shows up right at your house. In a huge styrofoam cooler full of dry ice, even in the hot, hot state of Texas down here. It keeps it nice and cool. Shit, mine, I was gone for 36 hours, dude, and it was still great when I returned. A ton of options over there for Omaha Steaks as far as delivery goes. Now, obviously, the steaks are to die for. The fan favors the filet mignon, which has earned the coveted distinction of USDA certified tender, and their all new smash burgers are built for the grill, but they also carry mouthwatering chicken, pork, seafood, desserts, and easy to prepare comfort food. My wife loves the apple tart desserts they have over there, and each steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers. Omaha Steaks has been America's original butcher since 1917. They're a family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. This Father's Day, give dad the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Hayes.com for a guaranteed perfect gift that delivers legendary quality. And for an extra $35 off, use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. It is OmahaSteaks.com and an extra $35 off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Just go ahead and see this site for details, brother.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.